We've got just a few more minutes to get through the last one of these, but I think it's important that we do get through it. Documenting sources. So, as an engineer, basically there's very little engineering work that you're going to work on in your career that's going to be completely new from scratch. You developed it from first principles. Right? We just don't do that in engineering for the most part. Okay? So, that's true. And even engineering work that represents a significant step change in technology is generally going to be based on prior engineering knowledge, maybe just combined in a unique and interesting way. Or advancements in some other technology allows this to work now. Right? So even really significant advancements are based almost entirely, or are generally based on prior discoveries. So we're always building forward. Right? That's part of our job as engineers. That's one way to look at it. Okay? So it's important that we actually document this relationship. What work are we basing our current work on? Where did it come from? What were the key ideas that we're building upon? Right? It's going to do a few things. One, it's going to allow our reader, if we point the reader to those sources, to go back and learn about those other sources for themselves. And you also want to ensure that proper credit is given to the people that came up with those ideas originally. So there's a few ways we do this, and they're related. We're talking about citations, or what goes actually in the body of the document. It's going to say, hey, what I just told you came from somewhere else. It's someone else's idea. Okay? And then we're going to talk about kind of a reference, might be in the references section or a bibliography, if you want to think about it in those terms, at the end of the document. And these two things are related. For every source of information that's not your brain, right, using source from somewhere else, you need to have a citation in the document and a reference related to that, identifying where it came from. A few ways to cite information we can directly quote, which we almost never do in engineering documents. We can paraphrase either by direct attribution or attribution via reference only. Okay. Again, direct quote is exactly what it sounds like. Right? We're going to use another person's words exactly. Right? We indicate by quotes, and that might look something like this or that. So in this case, we have the direct quote inside the quotes. And then the citation. So this is going to tell your reader, hey, look back in the references section of the bibliography. Number one is where this came from. Okay. Same thing with the second. We could paraphrase with kind of direct mention of the authors. Okay. So some examples of this. Right. We kind of talk about some vibration control work, and we're mentioning the authors, Singer and Searing, of these papers. And that I would know, hey, to get more information about this stuff, go to 26 to 31 in the references section. It's going to be in those papers, in those sources. You might see it done things like this as well, right, where the authors are mentioned, and then they kind of demonstrate it or show. You'll see a lot in academic work done that way. Okay. Probably the most common way, however, to cite prior work is to just introduce the information and include the citation. Kind of indirectly attribute to authors, right? So those look something like this, right? So this information in this sentence came from these sources. But I'm not explicitly naming the authors. I'm not explicitly indicating that it came from that source other than it, the references being there to tell me, the citations. Okay? This is the most common way this is done in engineering work. Okay, so I'm giving some kind of principle maybe, some kind of background information. Hey, you can look at 2 and 3. It came from there. There's some more examples of that you can check out when you see the notes. References can also point, so that was identifying specific information I was giving the reader that came from that source. It can also just point the reader to additional information. Right? So, example of this from actually one of my papers. Right? So we wanted to kind of show to the reader, hey, this idea we're talking about has been used in a bunch of different places. Right, so we really glance over. We don't say anything about what was done using this method for bridge cranes. But hey, if you want to know about it, go to 4 and 5. Or if you don't know about tower cranes, go to 6 or 7. Right. So the function of this sentence was not just to kind of show that people have been working on this idea, but to point the reader, if you want to learn more about these different ways it was used in these areas, go to those references. Okay. Or sometimes you'll see that same idea pointing to software. So a link where you can get software or some tutorial. Make sure that you are also referencing figures if you don't use them. So this figure you can just chop off at the bottom has the citation in the figure caption. This one might make it onto the slide. Let's see. Nope. Okay. So that's the citations. A few different ways you can cite work. Make sure you're citing anything that you didn't create yourself within your team. Okay. In the references or bibliography section, depending on kind of where you're writing for, what it's called, the exact format of that reference will change. However, it almost always contains the same information. You know, author, creator names, the title, the year of publication, maybe the publisher information. Okay. So a references section might look something like this. This is IEEE format. Yes, sir. Okay. Let's talk the last couple minutes about something we don't have to hopefully talk about the rest of the semester. It's plagiarism. Okay. Plagiarism is not just stealing another person's words, copying Control-C, Control-V into your paper, but also taking their ideas without attributing those ideas to them. Okay. So if you're looking at a Wikipedia entry and just paraphrase it, that's plagiarism, in my mind. Okay. At best, it's just poor writing and poor work. Okay. And plagiarism is one of those things that if you're getting even into that gray area, if you're even getting close to the line where someone might accuse you of plagiarism, you're probably gone too far. Okay. So that's something that will rule in an academic or writing career. So it's an article from probably a year ago now. On Wired, they had a few stories that one of their authors had plagiarized. It kind of really hurt their publication. Here's a more direct example. So take a read of this. This is by a former PhD student of mine. This is in a document that he was preparing. And then I'll show you this. And maybe you can see the problem. And you can see where it's from. So this PhD student of mine copied straight from Wikipedia. So I say former, he is former. So I let him go. Right. So lost his assistantship, we lost 2 years of work. Really hurt my research group in terms of productivity for a little while. But I can't have that. Right? So luckily, he actually got a non-thesis master's. He didn't take enough classes to get out of here. Went to another university, right? Ended up getting a PhD, did okay. But we were lucky. If I didn't know his writing well enough at that point to know that he didn't write that, right? It didn't sound like him at all. That's how I kind of figured it out. And then just Googled the sentence, right? I wouldn't have caught that. We would have submitted this paper. It would have got caught by someone else, and then my career is ruined. Can't let that happen. Don't let that happen to you. Right? If you're working on a team, trust your teammates, but verify. Right? Just like if you're signing off on electrical drawings or mechanical drawings, you should trust the people you're working with, but it's your job to verify the information you're looking at. Okay? So don't be that person. All right? So basically give people credit for work they've done. As your career progresses, you're going to want credit for the work you did as people start using your ideas. Okay? You need to tell your reader where to look for additional information. That includes citation and the references later in the reference section. Okay? And what that's really about is being a good citizen of the scientific and engineering community, giving credit where it's due, identifying the work you built upon. And again, trust your teammates. Hopefully you're on a team where you feel like you can trust the people you work with. But don't blindly trust your team. Verify the work they're doing. It's part of your job as a good teammate to make your entire team better as a result. Questions about references and citation, documenting sources. Okay.